Okay, we are calling case number 25-300. Is the appellant here on that matter?
He has not shown in or checked on him was, so no.
No appellant on that matter? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
We need to have her come up.
Oh, sorry.
Good morning again, Jennifer Miller.
Please say my crew.
On behalf of the issuing authority, I will note for the record, I do have two Bridgeport police officers here prepared to testify.
Thank you. Now I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to find for the issuing authority based on the appellant's failure to appear.
And it is now, what, 10:40? 10:40.
Second.
Second, any discussion?
Just make a note that the appellant has determined numerous pending felonies at this time in Connecticut, which would bar him from getting a pistol permit.
So voting on the motion.
Go ahead.
It's already done.
Yeah.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Thank you very much.
Now I've lost where that was. 25-300.
Yes.
Page two.
Okay, there's another, isn't there?
Everyone else, I believe, is here.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
23-756. Identify yourself, sir.
Yeah, Sergeant Elias Martz with the Middletown Police Department.
M-A-R-T-Z?
Yes, M-A-R-T-Z.
A statement of your case, Sergeant?
The background investigation revealed that the appellant had an inaccuracy on the submitted notarized DPS 799C as well as a suitability factor involving firearm storage.
Would you like to make a very brief statement of your case, sir?
Yes. My attorney, Ryan McGrigan, handled the case very quickly, and I never got served anything. When I came home, I found all this out. So I just locked him up properly in a lockbox. Then I came home, I didn't want me to do step by step. I reported him stolen and everything.
Too much right now. Okay. Wait, and you'll get a chance in a minute for your whole case.
Thank you.
Sergeant.
The background investigation, as I said, revealed the suitability factor as well as an inaccuracy. The DPS 799C asks, have you had any firearms permit application, or eligibility certificate of any kind from any jurisdiction in the United States denied, suspended, or revoked? The appellant checked no and yes, and then circled yes. The question then continues, if yes, provide one, the jurisdiction in which the denial, suspension, or revocation. Two, the date of denial, suspension, or revocation. Three, the reason for the denial, suspension, or revocation, all of which were left blank. DPS 799C also states, I further understand that any statement in this application that is determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for denial of such application. A check showed that when the appellant's permit was revoked in 2011, there was a Middletown Police case number 11-29239 and a New Britain case 11-41494. On October 18th of 2011, the Middletown Police received a letter from the Connecticut State Police Special Licensing and Firearms Unit that the appellant's permit had been revoked and he was to turn in his permit and two registered handguns. That when contacted by the Middletown Police, the appellant responded by reporting the guns to be missing from New Britain. The appellant then reported the guns stolen to the New Britain Police. The New Britain Police report states that the appellant reported two guns stolen from a shed, which was only sometimes locked. The appellant had not seen the firearms in over a year. Due to the combination of the lack of information in regard to the revocation of the appellant's pistol permit in 2011, which is also an inaccuracy on the DPS 799C and the improper storage, keeping, and reporting of the theft of the previous owned handguns, the appellant was deemed not to be a suitable candidate for a pistol permit.
Thank you. Would you like to cross-examine the...
Yeah, it wasn't a year, it was 30 days, I just never said a year.
This is your opportunity to ask him questions about what he just testified to. Then you'll have your chance to say all that after this. You don't have to if you don't have any.
Yeah, we don't have a question for him.
You don't have questions for him?
No.
Does the board have questions for the sergeant?
Did anybody follow up with the appellant regarding the question regarding the revocation?
I can check, I'm trying to find the, wherever that information's listed. Your question's regard to, following up in regard to the application?
Yeah, regarding how he, you know, he looks like he X no, then X yes, and circled it. Saying, did anybody like follow up with that?
No, it does not appear the investigator followed up with that.
In just a little bit more detail or background regarding the Middletown slash New Britain case regarding the missing firearms, when did the appellant report them stolen, or that type of thing?
They were reported stolen after the Middletown police contacted the appellant to turn in the firearms.
Okay.
Basically, we were contacted by state police. Find the actual report to reference. So on October 18th of 2011, our Special Investigations Unit detective received a letter from the state police that the permit was revoked and you needed to turn in the permit and the weapons. There were letters that had been sent to the appellant which had been returned unclaimed, and the state police had not heard from the appellant. So the detective then went, was unable to make contact, initially left a card. The appellant then responded he recently renewed his license, didn't realize he wasn't in compliance. He was advised to contact state police. He was then contacted on the phone again and said that when he checked for his firearms, he noticed that they were stolen from his brother's shed in New Britain. He was advised to file a report with the New Britain Police and turn in his permit. So he filed the report and turned it in. The New Britain Police Department confirmed that he had reported the gun stolen, provided the case number, and I believe that's the information we were able to obtain. I don't think we were able to obtain the New Britain Police report, but I might be wrong in that.
You said they were improperly stored.
We do have the New Britain Police report.
I was just curious. Said they were improperly stored, so that's sort of a...
So the report from New Britain said the complainant came to the police department stating two handguns were stolen from a shed at the above location. He said he had no idea when the guns were stolen, saying the last time he actually saw them was about a year ago. The complainant said the guns were locked in a lock box. He said the shed was only sometimes locked. So they were kept in a mobile lock box. In an unlocked shed, and he hadn't seen them in a year at the time he reported them stolen. And let's see. It appears the revocation was due to a 2009 marijuana conviction, according to the New Britain report. They were entered as stolen, and to my knowledge, have not been recovered.
Sir.
I just want to be clear. He was notified to turn in his firearms at some point, went to check them, and they weren't there. Is that? And then he reported them stolen. So you didn't report him stolen until he was notified to turn him into the state police due to the revocation?
Correct.
Are you making any allegation, suggestion, or anything that he actually did have the firearms, he just didn't turn them in?
No, it's more that they were stored in a somewhat haphazard manner and hadn't been checked on in a lengthy period of time, such that he had no idea of where those guns were for over a year at the time at which they were reported stolen.
And as of today, we still don't know where those guns are?
I did not recheck, but as of 2023, when he applied, they were still missing.
All right, thanks.
Other questions from the board? Your case, sir.
So tell you what happened?
Yes.
Yeah, so it wasn't a year.
It
wasn't a year.
The microphone doesn't do anything, but we need to hear you.
It wasn't a year. I got incarcerated. I didn't want to leave him around, so I locked everything up in the shed and went to my little 30-day because it happened so fast. Like I said, they probably didn't know I was even in jail yet. That's what I'm thinking. So I got everything late. As soon as I got it, I complied with everything they wanted me to do. Went to check on them, and they were gone. I reported everything step by step because at that time, like, I was going through it with the family and stuff like that, personal issues, but I was definitely locked them up safely. They were definitely in that shed because now I'm in the process of, like, I'm doing so much for the community. I have my pardon. I put that pardon on there. So I figured my pardon would say I don't have to really say it anymore because that pardon was huge in my life. So getting that, I didn't feel like I needed to say, like, I didn't know, I might have thought that I was wrong. I should have said my pardon and why I got pardoned. So, but I don't know I had to do all that. I didn't, I probably put yes, but no. You know, I just know that right now in my place in life, I know that I'm ready to really move on from this because I came home and I got my passion endorsement for Diamond Limousines. I got that back. I went from the same board, a little smaller than this, and I received those. Ryan helped me out with that, and he said, go as far as I can with this one now and get this done, and then with my life back on the road again. But I did properly lock them guns up. I swear, never had trouble before in my life with those guns. Even when I got in trouble, I didn't have the guns on me or nothing. I never even carried them things barely. I used them for work purposes. I'm trying to get my job back now with my son, who has his permit now, level ones. And we're trying to get a thing started with me and my son and get back in my career and get my life started. I'm 2 years old, and I'm ready really just to put all this behind me. And I locked them guns up, I swear, the best way to be locked up.
Where were the guns?
At my house, 21 Kenwood Lane was my house. My kids and mother, we bought the house together. That's even a lie, too. I didn't say my brother, that's my very mother. We bought a house together. See, they still live there now. That shed is still always locked. No one goes in
is
there.
Is that
but
in
me.
New Britain? Or?
Yes, New Britain. Kenwood Lane, a little Colin, a little Teddy, and Colin Slack.
But where do you live?
I live with my mother now. But now I have my own apartment, not
where,
for
where,
a year.
What town?
Middletown. That's my mailing address.
Okay.
But I was, at the time, I was living at 21 Kenwood Lane because I had, you know, my kids were over there. We bought a house together. But I was in and out of there. My mail goes to my mom's address no matter what. And now I'm in Plainville, Connecticut, my own apartment for about a year.
You're in Plainville?
Yeah, I'm in Plainville, Connecticut.
So you live in Plainville?
Yeah, I live in Plainville. My address is my mom's address.
If you live in Plainville?
I just moved there recently. I didn't, during the case was going on, I wasn't living
where
there.
Where do you live today?
In Plainville today, yes.
Okay, then that's a problem.
That's a problem, okay.
Because
an
opportunity too.
Yeah.
Because we can't give you relief from the Middletown Police Department because you don't live in Middletown anymore.
Well, it's on my license. I still technically live there still, but I have an apartment.
When we ask you where do you live,
I'm staying in my apartment now. I just moved in recently, is what I'm saying. I'm processing changing my license over and doing all that now. But at the time all this is going on, I'm a Middletown resident to this day. So my address is my mom's, and I do have things there, too. So you can say I live at both addresses.
You can't leave me.
You clearly
said you lived in Plainville.
Yeah.
Changing your address.
Yeah, in the process of doing all that.
Exactly.
So you understand that the application wasn't done correctly. So if you're living in Plainville, you need to apply to Plainville.
I wasn't living there. I was in Plainville.
Let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
You live in Plainville now. You're moving to Plainville. You live in Plainville. You need to reapply, so you had to go to Plainville reply. We can't tell him to issue a permit for someone who doesn't live in his town. So you know what you did wrong, so this is an opportunity for you to do it correctly this time, and you won't likely come before us. I mean, no telling what Plainville will do. But
as far as the lockbox and not properly safely charging them, could get that off there? Because that right there somebody was slowing things down. I locked them up properly, you know? And
well,
I don't want Plainville to have the same problem.
If you apply in Plainville, which you would have to do now,
yeah.
the same records are going to be available. So you're still going to be facing that issue.
Yeah, the issue is that should you seek to reapply, it would be to your advantage to write down about the guns being stolen on your application, because that's why Middletown, a couple of years ago, denied you. So even you got a kind of a silver lining here to the case in that we can't make a decision because you've recently changed your residence. So you actually have an opportunity to put in a new application, describe all of that on the application, and let Plainville make a determination in your behalf.
Okay.
The pardon and well done getting that taken care of.
Thank you.
Pardon isn't what held you back here. It's the portion where it asks if your permit has been revoked before. That should be a yes, and then those details of what happened could help you out, because you didn't get a charge for an unlawful storage of a firearm.
Yeah.
That's just what's presented in your records.
Okay.
So they're all telling you have an opportunity to reapply, check the right box, not both of them, and add those details. And
so I wrote the pardon down in the application too.
Oh, we haven't got that. That's not why you're here. Yeah. So
that's not the part.
That's a non-issue. So
so we apply in Plainville and write down everything.
And write down all of that stuff about your permit being revoked back in 2011, and then the
back
details.
Back to more paperwork.
Yeah.
It's a long thing.
You should also include that Middletown denied the permit as well. That should also be included so that they can contact us and we can explain why, and then they'll have all the information.
I met the chief too recently. He's a nice guy, man. You got to do for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
So he needs to withdraw.
Yeah. What you should do today is to withdraw this application. We would have to deny you because of these complications, and you don't want another denial on your record. So it would be better if you withdraw this appeal and then start in Plainville.
Okay, thank you.
So you're withdrawing the appeal today?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.